the yellow light shining down the yellow light shining down the yellow light shining down the yellow light shining.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And this is Tara.
Today we've got an upper intermediate lesson on kind of an interesting phrase.
Knowledge payment.
Knowledge payment. So, you know, this is kind of new to me.
And me.
and that's the point, is as we will discover in this lesson, what we're going to talk about is a phenomenon where North Americans really don't like to pay for stuff online.
No.
We never have.
We are happy to pirate things,
right.
And yeah.
and we're discovering more and more that the Chinese internet users, or just Chinese people in general, are much more willing to actually open their wallets.
Yeah.
To actually spend money to acquire content. Now, the content we're talking about today is knowledge. So we're not talking about, you know, movies or music.
Right.
We're specifically talking about just learning things online.
Right. And this is kind of revolutionary in China and all over the world, but China is kind of spearheading this movement almost in that they're willing to pay for things.
Right. Okay. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into finding out as much as we can about this new game-changing phenomenon.
Awesome.
Getting Chinese to pay for online content used to be a fantasy, but things are fast changing. A revolution called 知识付费 is well underway. This term, knowledge payment, just means that people are willing to pay to access content to acquire knowledge instead of getting it for free. Unlike in the US, where content makers primarily rely on advertising, many Chinese companies and individuals have managed to monetize content by making users directly pay for it. Paying for online content goes way beyond education. Video live streaming is also huge. People can watch for free, but show their love and support to the hosts by sending them virtual gifts or tokens. The live streamers can then exchange them for cash. China pioneered the free-to-play model with video gaming. Widespread adoption of mobile payments also makes paying for knowledge fast and seamless. For years, China was known mostly for copycatting US innovations. Now the tables have turned. There's a lot that American companies can learn from their Chinese counterparts in order to develop content that Americans would be willing to pay for.
Okay, so our text today kicks off with a pretty cool little sentence here.
Mm-hmm.
Getting Chinese to pay for online content used to be a fantasy.
Right. So when we're talking about knowledge payment, let's, before we get into this, really think about our company, Open Language. And our learners are willing to pay for the knowledge that we can share with them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. If you guys are hearing our voices right now, it probably means that you've shelled out some of your hard-earned cash. Now, this idea in and of itself, getting Chinese people to pay for online content, according to our text for today,
yeah,
says it used to be a fantasy.
Right. So kind of imaginary, not real,
not
or
real.
A dream.
Like a dream. Yeah.
Yes. Like, oh, one day this will happen. But now it's things are fast changing.
Right. So as we mentioned before, a revolution, something that's changing very, very quickly, called 知识付费.
Right? Very good.
Which we could say is, you know, knowledge payment. Although in my mind, that makes me sound like I'm paying with knowledge.
That is true. So, I mean, paying for knowledge.
Paying for knowledge
is, I guess, how you could say it as well.
But this, whatever we want to call it, it's already well underway, right?
So underway, happening in the middle, already going on.
Right.
And well underway just means it's not just beginning.
It's already begun.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. And basically the whole term means that people are willing to pay to access content.
Okay. So willing to just means they agree to.
They're okay with doing it.
They're okay with doing that.
So, for example, your boss can ask you, can you do this? Sure, I'm willing to help out.
Right. Like, are you willing to work overtime?
Yeah. So it's almost like they're giving an option to, or being given an option. Like, are you willing to do this? I mean, technically you can say no.
Mm.
It just means I don't want, or I want to do it, or...
Nobody's forcing you.
No, exactly. Totally.
Okay, so two words that we have in this sentence are access and acquire.
Right.
Two A words.
Exactly.
Pretty, well, connected in meaning, right?
They are. So when you're accessing something, you are being let in, I guess, or using.
It's both, right? Mm-hmm. Because you could have access to like a person,
yeah.
A very famous person, in which case you would need to be let in.
The velvet ropes.
Exactly. Yeah, access to the VIP club room. But in this case, we're talking about content.
Right. So, and in this case, the word access is also a verb. Very often it's used as a noun. You have access, and this is to access.
To access.
Yeah.
Right. The other word we have here, the A word, is acquire,
mm-hmm.
which is a fancy word for
get.
Get.
So, yeah, it's definitely more formal. I was able to acquire a loan for my new business.
Oh.
So the bank gave me a loan.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I have to pay it back, but, you know. And basically, so this whole thing is that Chinese people are willing to pay to learn.
Yes, unlike in the U.S., right? And
yes.
We could say, by extension, Canada as
mm-hmm.
well, where content makers primarily rely on advertising.
Right. So primarily, mainly.
Mainly, mostly.
Mostly.
Sure. And you'd hear a lot of, like, podcasts in America would be, they would just stop right now
totally.
And say, and now a word from our sponsor, you know,
exactly.
Tara's honey.
Yes.
The sweetest honey in
Yay.
All the land.
Exactly. So that's the thing where American companies get their money from selling advertising.
Now, speaking of money, we have a word coming up next that mm-hmm. looks a lot like money.
It is.
It has the word money in it.
Yes. So to monetize... And that means put a money value on something.
You make money from it.
Yes.
Right?
So they're monetizing, these Chinese companies, they're monetizing their content.
Mm.
So putting a dollar value on the content.
Okay. So, I mean, a big question for a lot of businesses is how do you monetize?
Mm-hmm.
Or what would monetization look like? For example, I know a lot of friends with really big WeChat groups,
mm-hmm.
right? And they've got 400 people, 500 people in these groups. And they think, like, I have all these access to this many people.
Yeah.
I want to make money now.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's not always so easy to just monetize something.
No. And, I mean, people have to be willing to pay for it.
They have to be willing to pay for it. Exactly.
And, yeah. And in these days, paying for online content goes way beyond just education.
Right. So we are in the field of education,
mm-hmm.
but this goes beyond us.
Right. It's bigger than just education. Education.
It's further. It's more.
It's more. And video live streaming is huge.
Okay, so video live streaming, I don't know if there's anybody out there who hasn't, at least, even if you haven't seen one, you've heard of it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's all sorts of different platforms to live stream on.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys don't use Facebook so much, but Facebook Live is
huge.
It's pretty huge now.
Yeah. And speaking of huge, it's really big.
Really big.
Yeah.
Really, really big.
And now when you're watching video live streaming, people can actually watch those shows or those streams for free, but they can show their love and support to the hosts by sending them virtual gifts or tokens.
Okay, so show your support, show your love. You know, you click on that button and
right.
send the ice cream or the cake or the cat or the heart.
Nice.
Those virtual things.
Right. And now this is also a fixed expression to show your love and support.
Mm, right.
It just means really, really support.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So those things that they're sending, though,
mm-hmm.
Because I mean, we have live streamed before, but I've never really watched one. So I've never sent any of these virtual gifts or tokens.
Right. So a token, this is actually a great word because it can mean a symbol of something.
Right.
So a token of my affection.
Token of my appreciation.
Yes.
A token of my love.
Token of my love. And we can also use these if you take the subway. You have a subway token or a toll booth token kind of thing. It's like a prepaid little coin.
Right. So, you know, it is symbolic of money.
Exactly.
And the cool part about these tokens is that people can actually exchange them for money.
Right. So the people who are making these live streaming videos can trade them in for some cash.
We could call them live streamers.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Live streamers.
Live streamers.
Yeah.
People streaming live.
The people streaming live.
Yes.
Okay, so this model, this kind of like, well, we could call it a free-to-play model.
Yeah.
This was pioneered by a little country called China.
Right. So China led this movement.
Yes.
So to pioneer is to be the first. To do something. And the free-to-play is you don't have to pay to play.
You don't have to pay, right? Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you always can pay, but it's not going to affect the game in any
exactly.
way.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
You can pay for more guns or, you know, like cooler clothes or something.
More magic.
More magic. But at the end of the day, you don't need to.
Exactly.
Now, we also have something called pay to play.
Right, where you, and I mean, you can start free to play and then upgrade to pay to play.
To pay to play.
Yeah. Now, I've never lived in China, but I do understand that there's the whole widespread adoption of mobile payment options now.
Okay, big.
Lots of big words.
Yes, exactly. The widespread. You know, it's spread wide.
Covering a big area.
It's covering a big area.
And adoption means taking something on?
Right. Like, yeah. You mean, when I think about adoption, I guess I think about parents adopting a child?
Yeah.
Or the government adopting policies?
Right. You can also kind of adopt a new routine or a new habit.
Yeah.
So just kind of take something new on.
And this new thing here was definitely mobile payments.
Yes.
Like the amount of mobile payments in China is, well, can we use huge again?
We could.
Especially compared to North America.
Right.
Where we have Apple Pay. We do have mobile payments, but it's just nothing compared to what's going on over there.
Yes, definitely. And now, you know, paying for this knowledge using those mobile payments is fast and seamless.
Seamless. Okay, so no breaks, no...
Continuous, not difficult.
And not difficult,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's just very straightforward.
So, for example, on WeChat. I mean, you guys can, everybody knows, you don't need me to tell you that if you have a company, you can, you know, advertise on WeChat, you can put out your content on WeChat, and you can even get money through WeChat wallet.
Totally.
Right. So this whole, all these different steps in the business, they all work together seamlessly.
Exactly. So earlier I mentioned that China is revolutionizing this whole practice, but in the past they were known for copycatting U.S. inventions.
No.
Yes.
No.
So a copycat.
Okay. If you do something, I do it too.
Exactly. Like my nephew, he likes to repeat everything that I say just to annoy me.
Right. I mean, it is a word we use a lot when we're young. Mm-hmm. Copycat, copycat.
Yeah, that's the tone.
Exactly. But in this case, it's just kind of, it just means copy.
Yes.
Right? These innovations that are coming out of America and Europe and different places for years. You know, if I had, for example, Nike shoes, maybe somebody else would be making like Trike shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something. They'd be the same thing.
Totally.
They'd just be ripped off.
Exactly, yeah. And now the tables have turned.
Okay.
And China is in the lead.
Yeah, tables have turned. Guys, if you can think of a situation, any time in your life or in history where there were two parties, one of them is like winning or yeah. has the advantage, and the other one doesn't have the advantage. And then suddenly that changes.
Exactly. So this is actually in the culture section for this lesson. So you can take a look. And basically, when the tables have turned, it means the person who was ahead or in charge is now at the bottom.
Is at the bottom, right?
So this is actually in the grammar section. We talk about where this term came from and what it means. And it's basically that if you were at the head of the table, you were the leader, you were right. in charge, you're now at the bottom.
Yeah, there's just so many great phrases to explain the same thing. And again, if you guys have been in a situation where you were at the bottom mm-hmm. and then found yourself at the top,
yeah.
it's nice to know how to explain that situation.
Exactly. And you can use it for both situations. If you were at the bottom, now the top, or the top, now the bottom.
Exactly. Okay, so back to the topic at hand, there's a lot that American companies can learn from their Chinese counterparts.
Right. So equal person on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if you are the vice president of an American company, or I should say the vice president of research,
yeah.
your counterpart will also be in charge of research at a different company.
Exactly. So let's take a listen to the monologue one more time.
Excellent.
Getting Chinese to pay for online content used to be a fantasy, but things are fast changing. A revolution called 知识付费 is well underway. This term, knowledge payment, just means that people are willing to pay to access content to acquire knowledge instead of getting it for free. Unlike in the US, where content makers primarily rely on advertising, many Chinese companies and individuals have managed to monetize content by making users directly pay for it. Paying for online content goes way beyond education. Video live streaming is also huge. People can watch for free, but show their love and support to the hosts by sending them virtual gifts or tokens. The live streamers can then exchange them for cash. China pioneered the free-to-play model with video gaming. Widespread adoption of mobile payments also makes paying for knowledge fast and seamless. For years, China was known mostly for copycatting U.S. innovations. Now, the tables have turned. There's a lot that American companies can learn from their Chinese counterparts in order to develop content that Americans would be willing to pay for.
Okay, guys. Well, you have spent about 15 minutes now listening to two North Americans talk about Chinese trends, but we want to know how you fit into this trend.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, you are paying for your knowledge.
Right.
So, you know, let us know. How long have you been an open language user? How do you feel about this whole paying for content? Do you think that there's a different value for your content if you pay?
Sure. And any other, you know, knowledge payments that you make to, you know, for example, learn German
yeah.
or maybe learn computer programming.
Totally.
Or any other kind of knowledge that you would find useful for your daily life.
Excellent. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Bye, guys.